Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. We're back.
We're back, and we just watched the last episode of the reunion, part three.
Watched it a couple times.
What's your reaction? I only watched one because I had an unexpected house guest roll up, so it foiled my plans a little. I was in my pajamas and like laying in bed and like I needed to like vibe, but it's all good.
All right. Well, I saw it twice. Well, I saw the first 7 minutes three times. You know, underwhelming, disappointing. I feel a little like fraud happened, like overhyped. There's going to be this ending scene where they just annihilate each other verbally, and it's like, is this in the uncut version? Is this going to be in the Peacock version? Is this going to be in the Secrets Revealed? Where was the verbal altercation?
I'm confused. I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, I think that we can dissect it and make it into something more than it was. But as I was watching, I was extremely, like Lala, frustrated. I was frustrated.
Yeah, I've gotten already feedback. We're like, what did you think? Like, we were totally like, it was boring. It was overhyped. It wasn't really much of, I'm like, yeah. Like, I still enjoyed it and I liked it, but we were expecting this big bang, right? Like, either we were expecting, like, I thought that they're going to watch what we already watched and they hadn't seen, and then they're going to be like, burp, 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 burp. And then you thought that there was going to be like extra footage they were waiting to reveal, right?
What? Why would I want to watch what I've already seen?
And neither of those things happened. I mean, I would watch it expecting Ariana, who hasn't really watched the show, and now she's forced to see it, like the whole context of this part. And like, but then the fireworks just didn't happen. So.
Yeah, or I thought that for sure, like they were gonna, there was gonna be some sort of fresh take, or like we were gonna hear a producer Jerry conversation that we didn't, you know, no, it was like, we fooled you guys, here's the real story, you know, like some, a twist. I thought there was gonna be a twist.
Maybe that's why they're doing the Secrets Revealed tomorrow instead of a week later, because I think if it was a week later, a lot of people would be like, who cares? They said this about the part three and it didn't live up. So I think maybe a lot of people would drop off and not even watch Secrets Revealed. But by doing it tomorrow,
I think it's smart. I think I'm hoping that there's like some nuggets that we can, you know, hold on to and see where
it's on Peacock only, which is
oh my gosh,
choice.
I have to text Chad right now because I realized that I did not take my notes on my phone. Sorry, I need my notes. I'm trying to text you now.
Well, while she's doing that, I saw a clip of Faith on her podcast. I think it's called The Frequency, and she was talking about a scenario with Lala when Lala was with Randall, but she hadn't moved into his house yet. She was still living at the Palazzo. And we know Lala and Faith hung out there a lot. We had a friend that lived there and would see them all the time and whatnot. And Faith was telling this story how her and Lala were basically on a double date with these two football players who Lala had referenced in her book. Mm-hmm. And that they like fully got it popping, Lala and the guy went in the bedroom, and then like Randall crept up on the door and was like knocking on the door, and Lala's like, don't answer, everyone be quiet, don't answer. So like, seems like maybe she was non-exclusive with Randall when she was supposed to be exclusive. I don't know. It's an interesting bit that Faith said. And then she said her co-host was like, was that before or after she pulled the knife on you? And Faith at first just like, oh, it was that was after. No, it was before. And then she said, oh, actually, no, that happened before, because one of the reasons Lala pulled a knife on Faith was over this guy. Like, I don't know if she was implying, like, you better keep your mouth shut. Don't tell Randall, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just heard a clip. So you can go check out the Frequency with Faith Stowers if you want to hear more on that. But I thought it was a little interesting tidbit, especially when she compares in this reunion how she got the short on the stick. It wasn't fair. Like, it was almost like she wanted people to annihilate Ariana and blame her. You got them, you lose them how you get them. And it's like she thought it was like the same situation. And I'm like, well, it's also rich for, you know, hearing this kind of quasi-cheating story when you're saying, you know, you're such a victim and I'm here with a baby and he cheated. It's like, yeah, but you were also the mistress when he was married and you knew he was married. Like, you knew there was a situation. Maybe he lied to you, but then you knew at some point. Just not the same situation. And I don't care if you have a baby or not a baby. Yes, it's more serious, but she keeps using this card and she's like, it's not fair. She gets to walk off and dictate when I want to walk off and I'm the one creating life here and I can't walk off. It's like, what? She walked off at the end of the show because, you know what? A, it was the end of the night pretty much. And you walking off stage, and then she's like, and I showed up. I didn't want to show up to that reunion, you know, after Randall and her split up. The reunion was, like, shortly thereafter. I didn't want to show up. But she's implying, like, she had to do it, so does Ariana. Well, last I checked, Ariana did show up to not only this reunion, but last reunion, and in front of Sandoval and Raquel. Lala, you didn't show up via Zoom to that reunion with Randall on stage. Randall was not on the reunion. So if anyone had it a little easier, it was you. Like, I'm not saying her situation was easy, but you didn't have to look at Randall on stage, nor, like, the woman he cheated with on stage.
No. I get what she's saying. And I think everybody does, but it's not the same. And unfortunately, she didn't think to spin it the way this was spun. Not that it was spun, but this just happened to be the perfect storm of to create what it did. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Did you get your notes?
No, I'm going to have... Chad can't find them. I'm starting at page 5. So let me call you back in 1 second, and I'll run and get them, and I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, bye. Dude, what a trip. I cannot find my frickin' notes.
What?
I'm missing 1 through 5. Like, we literally just tore the whole house apart. Like, I just checked the trash,
You wrote physical handwritten notes?
Yes, because when I was streaming, I was streaming on my phone, and every time I went to, you know, minimize the episode so I could take notes, it would turn off. So I had to take physical notes. It's okay. I can
watch on your phone.
I can follow along with you. It's okay. Oh, and then I pick up it on page 5. I mean, I have 17 pages, so it's fine.
Okay. Well, before we get into it, I want to remind everyone to go to our Patreon. We just released an episode today about our day at Jax's yesterday with Jeremy Maddox's birthday. And it's a fun podcast. We also posted more videos and pictures in there. So go to patreon.com/VanderpumpRulesParty. It's only $3. Someone said, best $3 I ever spent. So go there. There's lots of juicy, fun stuff in there. And then, reminder, on June 22nd, we are having a live podcast, which will be fun. We'll do games and audience interaction, and then we go right into hosting Vanderpump Rules and Valley Trivia Night at Jax's in Studio City. It's Saturday. It's like 5 p.m., and then trivia starts at 6 p.m., so it's like perfect time. You can go out to dinner after. You can go to the pool before, whatever. So we hope you come. The Eventbrite is invitation link for tickets. It's free, but we just want you to RSVP so we can plan logistically for seating and all of that. That is in our Facebook group. or in our Patreon. If you can't find it or aren't in there, DM us on Instagram at Vanderpump Rules Party, or you can email us vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com.
Yes.
.com. So yeah, there's that. Little housekeeping.
Yes.
So we start out with, you know, just picking up from last week, and James is like, you're getting your dick wet, daddy, to my Gram. You are playing daddy to Gram. You should go eat a dick. Sandoval's like, you eat a dick. And James is like, shut the fuck up. I'm galloping so far ahead of you. I can't even see you in the distance, bro. You're in the swamp. He's like, dude, I've heard a lot of things about you, James, that he's like, shut the fuck up. And then they never go any further with that.
And really, like, James played a very minor role in the reunion this season.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, that's kind of like his, like, best line, and that was it.
I like the choice of words, galloping. Like, I'm like, I'm so far ahead of you, or I'm like running circles or mile, but I'm galloping, dude. I'm galloping. You're trotting.
Are you excited for his residency in Vegas?
It's not just a residency, Holly. It's the residency. It's a Fountain Blue. Well, I don't, you know, good for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, Ariana, do you think you'll ever be able to be in the same room with Tom and have a conversation with him? And she's like, yeah, at this point, I still don't feel comfortable, Andy. Ask me again. He's like, well, it does seem like people are telling you to move on. She's like, yeah, well, it's March 2024 now. Yeah, that's fine. But what everyone's viewing was 3 months after. So give me a little time to process, you know, and get through it. So...
yeah.
That is the thing. Like, everyone listening, like, I feel like everybody knows, but, you know, I burst Julia's bubble when I explained to her that reality TV is not live. And she's like, what? Like, you thought they were filming, like, you know, and then we, you know, like a Truman Show or something? I was like, no. She's like, well, that doesn't seem real. Okay, so everyone that gets upset, like, get over it already. Move out. It's been a year. It's like, no, this was filmed 3 months after. You know, 3, 4, and 5 months after, so...
Yeah. Well,
just a reminder.
And that's why, like, I love what we do on this podcast, too, about how, like, we'll do social media updates. That's because it actually is very worth following them throughout the season, even when they're not filming or when they are, because we'll capture things and we'll see things, and then we can refer back to them and like, timeline these things, because it really becomes important when things like this come out, when they start timelining, just to kind of go back and go, okay, like, this is what was happening. Like, so it's fun to follow them year round for sure.
Yeah. She just said she thinks people were pushing her too soon, like before she was ready. And Andy's like, well, Lala said, like, it's like drinking the poison and expecting someone else to die. And James is like, oh, Lala, that's Shakespeare. Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, but, you know, keep it in perspective. Like, it's fresh.
Yeah.
So he kind of switches gears. Let's switch gears. He's like, has anyone been hanging out with Jax? And, like, some people raise their hand. They're like, well, it's more like Brittany. And, like, he's, like, her plus one. And Sandoval's like, yeah, I've been hanging out with Jax. And Andy's like, oh, how far has it gone? And he's like, nothing below the waist, Andy. And
the
best part about that, well, two things, that Sandoval laughed so hard at his own joke, but they panned to Katie, and she does that classic eye roll, where it's like you only see the whites of her eyes.
Yes.
Like, I have this great meme I want to do at when we're done, because this is like when Katie was watching the ending montage, her mouth is like, it's like they... she got plastic surgery and they moved her mouth to the side of her face, like by her ear. And then at the very end, Ariana's making the same exact expression. I'm like, what I want to do is side by side. Much like your Daisy and Jeremy Maddox side by side.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to say that I feel bad for Sandoval, but I can't.
There are moments.
I can't imagine though, like what it's like to, you know, like he's trying to do the show. He's trying to film, like breaking the fourth wall right now as we're talking. He wants to be back in the mix, and he wants to make the same horrible jokes that he used to. So he tries one with Andy, and like he wants to be back.
Because it was sexual in nature that yes. Andy fed right into it. Because Andy's got that twisted sexual humor side. So he fed right into Sandoval's hand with that.
But it's like Sandoval wants, like it's just like you can feel it through the screen. He's like, please let me back in, everybody, you know, and I could feel that. Like, when he was, like, cracking this joke, it's like, okay, buddy. Like, okay, you got one in. Good job.
I can have moments of empathy for him. In fact, he almost got me when he's legit sobbing, although he started with his hands over his face. Okay, he's getting into character. He's like, give me 1 minute. And then he turns around with, like, a different mask, like a bad actor. But, you know, he was, like, sobbing. He's like, you knew me. You knew me. And, like, I was like, okay, maybe he's finally feeling it, right? He sees her hurt and her pain, and he's finally feeling bad. I'm like, okay, there it is. And then not 5 minutes later, when Sheena's describing, no, I have seen them, you know, I've seen them argue, but I've seen them be so in love and PDA and all this. And then 5 minutes after he's sobbing, he's like, you mean we were rolling, and that's why. We were rolling at a music festival. Like, basically saying, the only reason we were making out or affectionate is because we were both high on Molly at a music festival. And even Ariana, she's like, wow, that's rude. Like, saying the only time we were, like, got along is we were high.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, switched right back. He did yes, a solo.
Yes.
It's like, just stick with your cry, and like, we might feel something, and then stop doubling back. And then
I'm sorry, you guys, like, to jump around, but I have to jump to the other joke that did not land was at the end when he's like, Anne, will you clean up after this? And she's like, yes.
She's like, sure. And I'm sure she's rolling her eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, the other Sandoval thing. So when he's talking about Jax, he's like, yeah, I mean, it's just weird because Andy's like, you came really hard for you. He's like, yeah, man, like I gave up. I gave him a hug and I give him at least 2 compliments every time. And I was just like, oh, so you want points for that. And you're like planning your compliments. Like my dad used to describe certain people that he didn't really care for. He's like, you know, he's the kind of guy that plans his smiles. And it's like, if you're planning your compliments to give Jax, like, how sincere is it? Like, you're doing it to, like, pay a fee or something?
Yeah.
It's just not very genuine.
Yes.
If you remember that you paid him 2 compliments and you say every time, like, I don't remember, Holly, if I told you you look nice or, like, your hair looks good or you look great. Like, maybe I have, but I don't, if I did, I don't remember. Remember 4 weeks ago, it was a Tuesday, and I said, you looked good, and I said you looked thin. Like, I don't...
That's weird.
I put it on my calendar, paid Holly 2 compliments.
I got 2 in, not 1, 2.
So he has those moments where I'm like, calculated, performative. So I don't know when to believe the tears and not believe the tears.
Yeah.
You know, like Ariana... There was a point where her hand was physically shaking. Like, I saw it. I was like, oh, she's like, unless she just didn't eat anything or something, but she was like, her hand was shaking.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, that's hard to fake.
Sandoval tries to, like, convulse a little bit. He's like, ugh.
Yeah. So then they bring up the rumors of Jax cheating and... Andy, like, come on, do your homework. He's like, well, I assume the reason they broke up was because of cheating. It's like, what? It's like, you've just seen Jax and Brittany. You've had them on, like, there would be headlines, you know? They both come out and said there was no cheating. Yeah, whether or not that's true, but, like, Brittany's legit said that, you know, in interviews and on podcasts. And then they're like, well, there's all these rumors online. Well, there's always rumors online, you mm-hmm. know? And I'm kind of with them too. Like, some of the guys are like, it's not text. He just did it in the bathroom real quick. Okay, this is where I think you're going to have to agree with me, because I call bullshit And I will agree with the Toms on this. Like, it's not even possible these days anymore for them. Someone's going to leak it, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to leak some kind of photo. They're going to have more of a legitimate, like, not just a Reddit rumor. And then they're like, in the bathroom at his bar. Okay, you guys. This bathroom at his bar, there is no way he could get away with this. A, physically, it's like an airplane bathroom stall. Like, it's so tight and close. There's only two of them, and then they're in, it's a co-ed bathroom. There's always someone else in there or waiting. They're knocking on your stall all the time. And so if you're coming out as the other person in the stall and someone else is going in, there's only one other person in there. So if they're in there banging, the person, you're like literally 2 inches away from the next person from you peeing. Someone's going to know you're having sex, and then you emerge. Like, no, that would have been, people would have been taking pictures. Like, unless the restaurant was closed, there's just no way.
I think that Jax's Studio City has like a giant missed opportunity. They should have given Jax an office and put like a casting couch in the office and made it like this iconic place where like he takes people back to. So there could be rumors of him taking people back to his office. Or that it's like iconic and like it's like the Sir Alley. It's like, did you go? You got to go into Jax's office? No way! Like they should have had like a space for him where he goes to like conduct something. Yeah. You know,
I mean, it's Sir. You can see it because A, there's multiple bathrooms, but the one is huge, so you can totally, and like when he and Laura Lee, yeah, the bathroom is like a walk-in closet in the back. And then even the one in the front in the bar area is big enough for that. Mm-hmm. But I think they were in the back. And plus, in the back, there's like two or three, like, employee bathrooms. Like, yeah, there, but not at Jax's bar.
No. Yeah. They missed that opportunity, dude.
Yeah. Jax's office.
Yeah, it would have been cute. Like it would have been like, you know, even if he didn't, I mean, it would suck if he was in there and like, oh yeah, he's here, he's in his office though. Like that would blow. So I think it's good they didn't give him one, but it would have been funny. It could have been like another iconic spot, you know?
So with that, and I would have liked to hear more of what Schwartz had to say. He's like, no, I was just actually with them in Kentucky for Comic-Con, and they show a picture and he's like, oh, you were? How was that? And I kind of wanted Schwartz to chime in like, oh, they get along great and blah blah blah, but then Lala interrupts and she's like, oh yeah, is that when Jax revved up Brittany and we had World War III? And like she took over the story. So then the story is, so I would like to hear about, this is when Lala can do a cameo on the Valia, I'm okay with that, is I want to know everything about Lala and Brittany's World War III, and I want to know what was said to her mom. I want to know what Lala then came back at. But I guess Brittany texted Lala's mom, did you really like steal our nanny without our permission? And Lala's like, people like to get real Hollywood and call babysitters nannies, and they're two different things. And like, I think she's obviously justifying, like, I don't know, maybe it is. I do think even if it's a babysitter, if you met the babysitter at Brittany's, you probably should ask Brittany, hey, can I use your babysitter? Like, you should run it past the person.
And then I was thinking, like, did she possibly, like, misread the tone? Or like, let's say Jax was, like, ask Lala's mom if they really did, you know, get, like, let's call her Summer. Oh, wait, that's Summer's name. Let's, you know, is Sienna really babysitting for them? Like, what was the tone? Because I might, like, if Michaela took my babysitter, I might be like, is so-and-so working for you now? Because she didn't mention it to me. Like, I might say something. Like,
it's not like stealing a makeup artist or something like that. Like Janet said, oh, now I have Raquel's, but like the person isn't working with Raquel anymore, so she like inherited
not,
Raquel.
Like, know? Not in a catty way, but you're just wondering, like, for scheduling purposes, is the person, like, busy? Like, did something change? So, like, I don't know.
Like Sheena did with Anais. So, you guys, Brittany actually stole Anais from me. Anais was my makeup artist. Twice. And then she became Brittany's makeup artist, and then Sheena has used her, but Sheena said, but I know she's Britney's. So I know if Britney and I both have an event that Anais is going to Britney. So I use Anais when she's not busy with Britney.
Right.
Like she knows the pecking order, right? Yeah. Like it's yours first. If I don't need her, yes, then you can. Yeah. It's just respect and like common courtesy.
So, I don't know, but I just thought it was like very strange that the way she talked about Britney, the way she talked about, and then how she turned around and she's like, how dare that Kentucky muffin talk to me? And it was like, hold on, like, why do we have to like go in with the insults? Like, I doubt she called her mom and was like, listen up, you ex-Utah living late. Like, you know what I, like what the hell?
Yeah, she's like, my mom would have slapped a hoe. But yet, the way she said Kentucky muffin, it was, like, so demeaning to
yes,
Britney.
Yes, yes.
It was like, but no one's going to tell my mom off, not certainly some little Kentucky muffin. Like, oh, would it have had more legitimacy if it was Katie or if it was Sheena? Like, wait, it was like she was belittling Britney's importance in life.
Yes.
And I'm not here for that. That's...
I just thought it was like very bizarre. And even though the whole way she said it, like she tries to make something out of nothing and she talks so loud and so tough about it that you're like, oh, like, God, what did Britney do, that bitch? And it's like, did she like, let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she offered the girl a nanny position and Britney's like, what the hell? Like, this was our babysitter. It took us so long. Because if you remember, like, Jax and Britney didn't have anyone for, like, the first 2 years of Cruz's life because they couldn't find anyone. They would only, like, they trusted Sherry. And then, like, Janet and Kristen did once or a couple times. But it took them a while to find someone.
Like,
and
they don't have family here. Lala does.
That live with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also her assistant, where that's part of her job. And her interview was, like... will you pump my breast milk or whatever, or clean yeah. baby bottles? And Jessica's like, yes, yes, yes. So anyways, yeah, that was, I don't know. I thought it was a little demeaning. If Brittany watches, I wonder if she'll feel the same way.
Yeah.
So also interesting was, Sheena was supposed to go to Jeremy's, but I don't think she ever showed up. But she had, like, a baby party. And there was Ocean and Hartford. So it was Stassi and Lala and Sheena and their kids swimming in the pool and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually kind of a funny little thing because Stassi was like, no, Hartford, don't do it. Don't do it. Whatever she was going to do. And then Summer chimed in, do it. Hartford, do it. Do it. Bad influence. I think normally Ocean's the bad influence, but it was a cute little video. But it made me wonder, I'm like, ooh, are Lala and Britney not as close as a result of that? Because Lala's very close to Stassi. But then we have that scene of like, well, Ariana has not been as loyal to me as you think, because I went to Vegas, I came back, and she was best friends with Stassi. Like, when did that happen?
Yeah.
Did we miss that? I mean, I know they shared their birthday together, but that was more of like a logistical convenience for filming.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were best friends, they didn't really show that on the show.
No.
Brock said Sandoval has been a better friend to Sheena than Ariana. Sandoval has always backed her up. I've been watching the seasons back, Andy, and Sandoval's always had her back with these ladies, and they've given Sheena a hard time, and she's like, well, not Ariana. Yes, exactly, not Ariana. She's like, but I know, she's been busy this year, and... Ariana's like, yeah, but I also isolate myself, and so it was tough for me to be there for others this year in particular, understandably so.
Yeah.
And then she tells Ariana, which I agree with Sheena. She's like, you can't judge and make all these assumptions by the little clips you saw on TikTok because you're missing the context. They're cutting bits out. You know, she sees something like Sheena values Sandoval's friendship, or Sheena thinks like her friendship Sandoval misses Sheena's friendship more than he misses or values Ariana's relationship. But they showed kind of like a clip that maybe they didn't show the whole thing off of, and Ariana, you know, made judgments based on that. And she was just saying, I think you just need to watch so you can get the full, you know, context there. And I agree with that. It seemed like Ariana did too.
Yeah.
The importance of not watching clips. I mean, that's the same about, you know, podcast bites.
I really felt like Sheena was falling all over herself, though. Like, just trying to pick up the pieces of anything that was being thrown at her. Like, not Ariana. No, not that. Like, it was like, ooh. Like, she was definitely on the, like, the defensive, and then the kissing up to Lala. Like, it was, Sheena had a rough one.
I literally, my last notes are, you are better than this. This is pathetic. What is this? It felt like, you know, in early season Sheena, when she's literally being ganged up on by everyone, she's being ganged up on by no one this season. And yet she's almost her most neurotic and like, oh my God, I didn't do enough. She's going to be mad at me. Oh, I'm like, Sheena, you're an OG. Lala's not the boss of you. Like, who cares if you don't think you did enough to kiss her ass? Like, you want, how many inches up her ass do you want your tongue?
It kind of made me sad, because just that, like, the state that she's in to make her feel like she had to fall on the sword for Lala, you know, like no one else was. And I don't think she did, like, if we go back, like, did she do that much for Sheena? Like, I don't know.
No, she dropped Sheena how many times? And we have heard this from other people in the circles that are the circles. How many times Lala has betrayed Sheena, and Sheena has said, that's it, that's the last time, never, ever, ever again. And then they go and get the house next to each other, and everyone's like side-eyeing this, like, is this a good idea, Sheena? Because this is going to happen again. Like, you know, fool me once, fool me twice, shame on me, that whole thing. At this point, everyone's hands are up, and they're like, everyone warned you, you warned yourself, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
When it's not convenient, like Lala has said, she was quoted as saying this. Katie said it, that she said, I don't need anyone. I have my mama, my child, and my brother. I don't need friendships. I don't want friendships. I don't want to go do all the things. It's like, okay. She even said, in the after show, she's like, yeah, I'm not, you know, I don't want to go do the things that Katie wants to do. I don't want to go to the club. I have a baby bump. I'm not going to the club. I'm like, well, that didn't age well in, you know, March when you filmed that, because in April you went to two Coachellas and a stagecoach in Vegas, and you were at the club. You were at the, you know, it's just, she's...
But I feel like the truth of the matter is that she does want friends. She does want to do things. She does want to be supported.
But not
she
put in the work,
yes,
the reciprocal work that it
so
takes.
So Sheena was not wrong to be worried that Lala would be mad at her. Like, she probably was mad at her. Well, you could tell she was like very miffed about it. But yeah.
Oof. Andy asked Sheena if she was jealous over all of Ariana's opportunities. And she's like, I'm not jealous. It was more like, I need validation. I like feeling included, and I like validation, not just from boys, but from girls.
And then we get a Katie look there.
Well, she did call her the sympathizer, which she is. You know. She feels like Ariana forgot about her, but Ariana confirmed Sheena, like, you'll always be family to me, no matter what.
Did you catch when Sheena, I don't know if it was in this scene or if it comes later, but did you catch when Sheena said, well, I know that there's other people in, you know, that are close to you that you've also done this to, so I get it. Like, when she was talking about, like, kind of isolating and maybe not talking.
So, like, her brother?
Maybe, yeah. That's what I thought. Maybe she was getting at that.
Yeah, you guys, there's a whole story, and, like, it's not really out there for reasons, and it's not like maybe what everyone thinks. Jeremy didn't do anything to Ariana. It's family stuff. I don't want to get in their family business. He's not in there trying to like cash in and sell her out. They have their own family stuff going on, and if they want to talk about it, they can talk about it. I don't want to get into it for them. It's, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. So Katie, so then that kind of ends that, and Ariana's like, I mean, Andy's like, Katie, do you think Sandoval influenced your divorce with Schwartz because he speaks so negatively of her for so many years? And she thinks that yes, like, how could it not? And Schwartz is like, no, not at all, zero. But it's like, it's that unconscious thing, like a bug in your ear, you know, it might have an unconscious effect, right? Like, yeah, she is telling me what to do. Yeah, she is a nag, you know. Who knows? But that's how Katie feels. And Sandoval's like, well, I feel like the opposite. I felt like you hated me. And they both disagree. And she's like, whatever, you can go choke, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's a fun saying.
Don't
choke.
This interaction, I mean, I love when Katie goes off at people. It's very entertaining, and especially when it's like Sandoval. I feel like they are, and that like they go at each other, and it's brilliant reality TV to watch. And then Schwartz chimes in and just like makes it, I don't know how it's possible, but he makes it worse, you know, just by saying like the littlest thing, like, that's not true. No. Ugh. You know, it's like, oh my God.
So there, like, there's clear tension between Sandoval and Katie, and Andy's like, well, clearly your chemistry is undeniable. And Sandoval makes his Sandoval joke again, the ones that always just hit. He's like, yeah, Andy, we're going to go bang it out. And then another classic Katie eye roll. She's spot on with that shit.
Yeah.
Now we get Ariana. Dan showed up, but it was clear he did not want to partake with the group. She's like, well, he's not getting paid, Andy. Well, Brock didn't get paid, and he got crucified.
That was I laughed out loud at that part. I was like,
he forced her hand to basically say, look, he doesn't want to be on the show. Like, not even like he doesn't want to be on TV. He doesn't want to be on this show.
Yeah.
Like, I think Andy's just like thinking everyone's pandering to be like, thank you for this like little bit part where you just annihilated me and made me look like an asshole. Thank you for that moment for free.
Yeah.
Which they've done to everyone. Like, they do it to everyone their first season or two, that they pay nothing, and then they crucify them, make them look terrible. They get nothing out of it except for social media hate. They get no paycheck or very little. And it's like, why? Maybe Ariana told Dan, look, you'll probably get crucified. You won't get a paycheck. You'll never be able to live it down. It'll be on the internet forever. And he's probably like, yes, yeah, sign me up for that shit. No thanks.
Well, I also took it as like Brock absolutely did sign up for that. Like, he wanted all of that.
That's what she kind of implied by saying he doesn't want to be on this show, whereas, like, you know, Brock did.
Yes.
So he was fine working for free.
Yes.
Unfortunately for Brock, Brock kind of got the Jeremy Maddox situation where you're just killed for nothing. But, you know, Brock had his redemption arc. So now he can get a paycheck. And
Brock and Jeremy both had some gnarly skeletons in their closet, and reality TV just chewed them up. And that's the producers and editors just totally just steal, like, it's like Ursula taking Ariel's voice. You know, they're like, ha ha ha, you'll do this for free, and I'm going to take this amazing story and just run with it.
And then we're not going to have you back.
Yes.
Well, you know, Brock's case, I had no choice because,
yeah,
you know, and he did take a back seat then that next season, right? Mm-hmm. He was just like, background Brock. Ooh, let's. And then he came back, you know, swinging for the fences this season. Enough time had passed. He paid off his child support, you know what I mean? Like, he
He's ready.
So Sheena said that she thought, given all the things she heard Ariana say, and they played a montage of all the times Ariana said, he hasn't even apologized to me. The editors did a good job of putting that montage together. And so it made sense that Sheena's like, based on all that, I thought she wanted that. And Sheena was trying to be a fixer and help facilitate that. And I can see that. I would do the same thing. Like, I've been known to try and be a fixer. And, you know, sometimes you just want to vent. You don't want a fixer. But she was trying to be, you know, she's a people pleaser. And she's trying to fix things.
Well, and, you know, they've talked about this. But, like, someone had to do this part. Otherwise, if everyone did, you know, abide by Ariana's boundary rule of, like, she does not want to film with him. She doesn't want to be around him. She won't talk to anyone that's in his life. What would this have really looked like? Although I felt like they did push and some of this season felt a little yucky because of that. I think Sheena did her job. And, like, I don't know. I wouldn't regret what I did if I was Sheena. She did what she had to do. Mm-hmm. And like she said, she was, you know, by association and everything that happened, she was more involved in Scandoval than other cast members. So I think she did have to find her own way to deal with it and get through it. So I don't, and I thought this, I was pleased that, like you said, that the editors put this together because it is true. And Ariana did deserve, like, something more than she got. You know, like, another conversation. So, I don't think it was completely weird that Sheena was pushing that. It was annoying to watch, but I think her heart was in the right place.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
So, then we think we kind of go into them watching the finale part, right?
Mm-hmm.
I noted this whole time, Sheena looked like furious, scared, terrified, furious, mad, and then she kept looking at Ariana to see her reaction.
Right? So nervous. Can we talk about the timeline of this really quick? Because, like I said, I had someone knock on my door and I couldn't, like, sit down and do my own research, and I know your brain will know exactly what I'm talking about. So when was the finale filmed versus when? Like, how many weeks are we in between when this all happened? So the
finale is September 1st, and then the reunion
was right after we were in New York, right?
Remember, she flew. Yeah, she flew out. It was like, it was March 17th.
Yes. Okay. I was just like thinking of, like, versus, like, when the last episode aired and, like, what, like, I was so disappointed that they showed them the finale that they all lived through. Like, it was like, is that really shocking?
The only revelation is Ariana seeing, like, there's nothing for Lala and Sheena and everybody else to be, they all lived it, right? The only shock value would be for Ariana to see
what everyone said about her. Yeah.
Sheena kind of stand up for Sandoval, and then Lala at their God Beyonce moment. And then the only thing and then Ariana seeing the, I love it, it's good for me.
But the God Beyonce moment has literally been in the trailer since day one.
Yeah.
You know, like that it should have, they said, like she said she saw the trailer a trillion times and she saw all the clips. So she definitely already knew that. So that's not a surprise. The other things might have been a tiny surprise, like them, like Lala going off what Sandoval said was something new for her to hear. But I was like, this is
the lazy paycheck thing.
Yeah, yes.
But she's already hates him and is mad at him. So it's like, okay, that's not really changing anything.
Like, in my notes, I wrote, like, we saw this underlined. Why? This is dumb. Sandoval crying. Like, it was just like, they literally phoned this in. It's not fair. We got gypped.
And if anything, like Ariana said, you just proved me exactly right.
And it's
that you were doing this to look good and to triangulate like this, manipulate this circle to be on your side and cause a wedge and ice me out. And that's exactly what happened.
And
so she was right.
And I tried to look at this from like both sides. Actually, at Jeremy's event on Sunday, I was talking to a fan of the show who was telling me they don't give a crap about Ariana. They're tired of her. They're not Team Ariana. They are Team Sandoval 100%. And I was thinking, like, if, like, let's say that's me. I hate Ariana. I'm Team Sandoval. How do you watch this and get there? Like, I'm confused of, like, how, I guess if you hate everything that Ariana stands for, then you could do that. I don't know. I'm trying to see both sides, and I'm having a hard time.
Watching the show, I don't see how you can think otherwise. If you know people or things and talk to people involved, you might have a different opinion. But if you're watching the show, this is what we're shown. This, how could you see otherwise? Because anytime Sandoval cries, he reverses it by every statement he's made on a podcast. Even like I said on this reunion, 2 minutes later, he's like, we were only making out because we were rolling. It's like, you just were crying. You almost had us. Like, you can't. If you're just watching what's going on, I think some, you know, people that have the opposite opinions, they're in the inner and adjacent circles and know more than what's being revealed and shown to the public. And
but even with those things that I also know, like, I'm still not there. I'm not, I don't know. But I feel like I loved that. So as they're watching it, so Ariana, they have the camera on Ariana's face. They start rolling it, and it starts out with Sheena being like, she thinks, you know, like, she thinks I'm an idiot and that I blah, 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 you know, and Ariana's like, I don't think you're an idiot. Like, she, like, in real time is responding. Sandoval, like, all of them are, like, kind of getting teary-eyed and, like, you know, and especially they do, like, the little montage of all them and, you know, how far the show has come, and everyone's very emotional. But Ariana is, she's hurt, and she's like, I literally did my best to, you know, be myself, and this is me. So, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed, so while Sheena was looking, like, nervous and Furiari, all the different emotions I could see in her eyes, when, like, Lala would say a couple things, or they'd show a couple of things that Lala had said, did you see Sandoval, like, smirk and smile and, like, beam? Like, he was so into it. And as we know, at the very end, he's like, dude, that was awesome. I've got your back. That was just so impressive. Like, he really enjoyed Lala.
I mean, the only thing that I will say that I saw Sandoval actually win at on this reunion part three was he kept his mouth shut and he let Lala do the talking. And I think that that was his biggest win, because he let her kind of take the fall for being like the crazy outspoken person. Because if he would have interjected and helped her, if he would have been the one to step up and be like, yeah, she's right, it would have ruined every ounce of credibility that she had. So by him staying quiet, it definitely made it more interesting and more levels to the argument, because we didn't have to hear from Sandoval and his stupid voice. It helped.
What do you mean, stupid voice? Yeah, Ariana, exactly. It's good for you. It's exactly what I said. Yeah. And he's like, Ariana, you know me well enough. That's to know that, like, no, I mean this. And she's like, I don't know you. No, I don't know you at all. He's like, you do. My eyes are brown. I'm right-handed. You know me. You know me. And she's like, I don't believe you. And, you know, the first, you know, you didn't get what you wanted. And then what you said about me, it's disgusting. And then you try and, like, go and, well, triangulate the people, control the people, whatever. She's like, you just proved me exactly right. And you wanted to look good. You wanted to get me out of the picture. She's just like, I just want you to go away. Just want you to go. And he's silent for once.
And to be fair, that's what she has said all along. That's all she's been trying to say is like, can you get away from me? And he can't. Can't do it.
Did you notice? I wrote this note, and then, of course, at the end she did. But the whole time, like, she refuses to look at him or make eye contact. But he can't look away from her.
Yeah. I also liked how she mentioned, like, you know, he tried to bring up their relationship. Like, he's like, our relationship wasn't perfect. And she's like, I'm not going to rehash that. Like, I'm not doing it. So, like, I kind of wanted him to get into that a little bit, but he got shut down. Then he does apologize to her. You know, he said, I am sorry, you didn't deserve that. And, like, now I have to wear this badge of shame. And, you know, and then Ariana kind of interrupts and she's like, now I have this girl, this woman who talks about me all the time. And you brought that. You did that. So yeah. It's really upsetting her that Raquel is still talking about anything.
And she said that she felt like she was being used, like this was his crying Miami moment, like he did with Kristen.
Oh.
Like, that's not the same thing at all.
It kind of is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he's like, I wish you the best. And like, I like how he's like, don't worry about anything. Like, the lawyers will take care of it. And it's like, oh, thanks. Like, I'll stop worrying about it. Thanks, Sandoval.
I'll give you your space. It's like,
you didn't.
Like, I like how she said, and it was good to kind of prove Lala wrong, too, because she's like, if it was so important to you in San Francisco, why wasn't it important to you the next day when we crossed paths in the kitchen? And then she said, by the way, that had never happened before. Like, kind of like, you know, because Lala makes it seem like they're downstairs, like she's eating her cereal while he's making coffee. Like, no, they had, you know, crafted their paths so that never happened. But yeah, I mean, she points out, you could have left me a letter in the kitchen or something. Like, who's not going to look at it? Like, if it was all sealed up, sure, rip it up or steam it and then reseal it. But if it's just like a letter, like magneted on the fridge, like,
I feel like that was one of the most powerful arguments that she made as far as like him just kind of being performative for the show. Like, it's such a heavy point. It's true. Like, he could have done that.
Yeah. And so she explains that, you know, this is where we catch Lala and a lot of like, Ariana's like, if we want this, you know, this job is to be live our real lives and be authentic and do what we would normally do. And she goes, for me, that is what I would normally do. She goes, I guess I could have had a fight or argument with him on screen for the show. She goes, but then it would be a fake show because that's not what I would do. And I think I did, you know, the walking away, it creates more suspense and maybe a buildup, maybe a cliffhanger for another season, Lala. So if you think I'm not worried about your paycheck, well, I feel like I gave that to you by building the suspense of what's going to happen now instead of just another blowout, because they had the blowout last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she did it raw.
I felt like I felt like she couldn't really respond to that either.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, it was pretty good.
And then Lala's just saying, I'm the only one honest here. But then, like, 2 seconds later, she's like, I want to be able to live my real life, too. Why does she get to do it? So it's like, well, which is it? Are you the only one honest here? Or you just basically said you're not living your true life, your real life, your authentic self, because you're making a show. So you're playing a role? Which is it? Are you honest or are you playing a role? Like, she doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I felt what she was saying, but it was like such a... So she's still extremely hung up on the fact that she didn't get as much attention with the whole Randall thing. And I really think that, I mean, we don't know what went on behind the scenes. It would be so interesting to do, like, a talk with, like, producer Jerry and Natalie and, like, see what was really going on. Because, like, did Lala have another idea of how to present her and Randall thing and they didn't do it? Or was it not packaged up as nicely as that? Like, what happened? Because she did have a good story, but it never happened.
Yeah, I mean,
did you feel bad when Lisa said a leopard never changes its spots?
I mean, she said that, but she did also say you lose them how you get them, but it seemed like Lala was mad that Lisa wasn't insulting Ariana.
Yes.
It seemed like Lala was mad that she's not getting troll comments going, you lose him how you get him. But you know what? I'm sorry. Even if Sandoval and Ariana kissed in the Golden Nugget pool when he was at the end of his relationship with Kristen, I mean, whatever. They still say it's a kiss. Whatever is a hookup. It's still a different situation. And then they got together after him and Kristen broke up, after the whole Jax-Kristen thing came out. So it's not the same situation at all. Like, you were with a married man with kids that was still married, and then you say you didn't know. Okay, sure, I believe you that he lied, but then you did know. It's like Eddie and Sheena. Sheena didn't know, but then eventually she did know. You know, it's like, it's just a different situation.
I also feel like if Lala would have been a little more authentic and humbled herself a little bit and said maybe, like, you guys, like, I thought this was it. Like, I literally fell in love with this guy. Like, obviously, I did, like, look at him. You know what I mean? Like, if she really would have said, but, like, remember when it happened, she came out, like, so strong being like, oh, no, like, I don't know how I ever did. Like, she really, she flip-flopped on how she was handling it. One time she said she was in love with him. Then the other time she was like, I hated him. I've been trying to make a move for months. You know, he's gross and ugh.
The way she talks on her podcast, how she's talked the last 2 years, it was all, everything opposite. So they even panned to that montage where she, in this episode, she's like, he's my soulmate. He's my best friend. We are in love. And I'm like, oh, but now in your podcast, you were saying you were none of those things. And he disgusted you. And you couldn't do, you had to picture other people. And like, I love when they pan back to these things. I'm like, then why did you say those things? So are you lying? Like, because you can still like.
But then, and then she's like, ocean was made out of love. But then, and like another time she's like, oh, like, I'm so glad, like, I had a better time with a whatever, you know, like, she'll, AI, like, yeah.
Artificial.
It's like, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then what about when she says that people think that she got two homes because of Scandoval, but it was years of busting her ass that got her those homes, not that.
Okay, well, why did you buy them right after, like, you cashed in on, and then went on everywhere saying, send it to Daryl, paid for your down payment. Like, yes, you made the down payment before Scandoval. Yes, she did. We were there with her at her Shopify event in February before Scandoval broke. Yes, she did. So she's saying she made enough money that it ended up being, you know, the amount of what she paid on her. But, you know, she sure should pay for her second home with Scandoval money. I'll guarantee you that. Give them Lala's, like, going out of business, man. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's just, I think I've I should be able to sue, because if you don't unsubscribe someone from your emails after like a few times, it's like not legal. And every day I get another like, buy one, get 17 free, give them Lala sales.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that the new brand is just give them.
Oh.
I'm like, that's not great. I'm going to not say other words that came to mind. I'll just say it's not great.
Yeah.
So.
So what did you think when she kind of, she stood up, she almost walked out, but she was like, is no one else going? Like, she pretty much called out and looked around the whole half circle and was like, is no one going to say how they really feel? It's just going to be me? Okay, cool. I guess that I'm doing my job then.
And she's like, all of you have said these things about her, bitched about her. Sheena, you said she wasn't loyal. She never comes to your things. And then Sheena's like, oh, shit. No, I didn't say that. She comes to my things. No, you said Tom does more. She doesn't. And Sheena's like, I'm sure, like, fucking shaking in her boots, quivering, like, oh, fuck, I don't want to piss off either one of them. What do I say? What do I say?
Well, and a couple of times she used the excuse of, like, I was asked the question. You know, like, I'm just being asked a question and I'm answering it, Lala. That's why. What event did she not come to?
Yeah.
And to be fair, like, you know, since we have studied these people for so many years, Ariana, I did not see Ariana miss a lot of Sheena's things. Her and Tom would absolutely go together. So I agree with Sheena on that.
And what things are we even really talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Ariana's had more events than Sheena, and I guess what? I didn't see Sheena at a lot of Ariana's events. We never saw her at Frankie Rose. We never saw her at, was she, no, she was at the one, the DFW thing or whatever, DFH. But you know, there was things we've gone, she wasn't at that makeup thing you went to with Ronnie. Like, there's things we've gone to of Ariana's where Sheena is
you know
not
what,
there.
You know what else she wasn't at? The comedy night that she did right after Scandival.
Yep, the sandwich night that nobody was at. When people are like, they go to all, I'm like, yeah, we go to events that nobody goes to. We literally went to an event that three people went to. Well, okay, four people, three of which were me, you, and our friend. Shout out to, you know, I don't know if she wants her name. And then another commentator person. Yeah, that was it. Didn't see any of the cast or, you know. And no one went to something about her. If you're still good with Ariana, Sheena, why... You didn't go there? You didn't make an appearance? Schwartz made an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. That's kind of crazy.
That's telling, yeah.
I mean, Sheena wasn't even at the Friends and Family soft opening, was she?
If she was, I didn't see her.
Like, Stassi was. You know, everyone's like, Stassi and Katie are on the outs. It's like, they're not. They just have different lives. Stassi showed up.
Yeah. So next we kind of get into the Lisa of it, which for once I thought that this was like a little interesting. Like, I was like, ooh, okay, here we go.
Yes, I like teared Ariana up.
Yeah.
And really bothered Lala.
Yes. But I was happy with Lisa for once. Like, I felt like she...
Yes.
She held... She was, like, holding space for Ariana, and she didn't, like, say... I mean, I guess I would be pissed off if I was Lala, too, because she didn't make any of her little comments.
I think Lisa's been listening, or she's been reading comments, because... suddenly, she's done a few things right. Like, she supported the right people recently, and yes. I'm like, oh... I am very shocked. Lisa has turned a corner. She has not become the male sympathizer. And I think Ariana was shocked too. She's like, whoa, you're having me, my back over Sandoval.
Yeah.
And she's done it. We referenced it a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember what the reference was, but she's done it lately. So either she's reading the comments, listening to her podcast, or she's just grown and be like, oh, you know what? She hasn't done anything wrong. She's shown up. She's done her job. I wouldn't have even shown up.
Yeah.
So it's nice to give her the respect and props that, you know, for doing what she's done.
And I really liked when Ariana said, like, she's like, I don't think I'm Beyonce, you know, just because, you know, like you guys say, like, Sheena cries all the time. Like, you don't see when I sob every day because I do it alone. And I think that's really powerful, too, because it's like, I think we can all put ourselves in Ariana's shoe that something this traumatic with a relationship happens that rocks your friend group, her home, like everything. Like, it's not strange the way she's acting if you put it like in perspective. It's really not.
Yeah. So after Lisa does this, Lala kind of gets like has a meltdown, like basically saying, it's not, she loves Ariana, it's great. She didn't have to experience what she had to, because when she was cheated on, people ganged up on her, blamed her, said, what do you expect? you shoved Randall down her throat. She's like, y'all have been shoving this man down my throat for all this time. And I'm like, well, okay, first of all, Sandoval's an OG. So he's a main cast member long before you. So it's not Ariana shoving Sandoval down everyone's throat. He was here before Ariana, okay, Lala? You know, also, you were a known mistress with the married man. You tore down. She's like, and everyone's tearing me down. It's like, you tore everyone else down. Look at how she tore Brock down. Mm-hmm. You know, she tore Schwartz down the other season with, you know, with Katie was going through the divorce. It's like, I don't know. You've torn down all the other men on the show, including Randall. So she like, just says, like, everyone else is lying and implies Katie's lying. I love Katie. Like, oh, don't you can quit with that narrative. She's like, don't think you're going to get me in some kind of gotcha moment. Like,
yeah. And then the second that Katie says something, Lala's like, don't raise your voice at me. And Katie's like, I will raise my voice at you if I want to. Like, don't, like, they're.
And she basically said, all you do is yell and get louder, so I'm going to go ahead and match that energy. And she did it, and it shut her up.
Yeah, it did.
It was pretty good.
So.
I mean, I couldn't believe when. So. Lala and Katie were such best friends, and they're Utah girls, and da 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 da. But at the end, when she's like, I mean, I barely even see Ariana, so who cares? But I don't give a fuck about Katie. I'm like, what? You guys were best friends last year. Like, you on the after show, you're like, I can't go that low. I feel like Katie would be able to go that low, but I'm too good of friends with her. And you just said you don't give a fuck about Katie.
I knew that was fake. Mm. Yeah, that was crazy. But my favorite part was when they're going off and Sheena won't say whatever Lala wants her to, and she's like, Sheena, I'm done. And like that rocked Sheena's world so bad. Like she was like like it literally stabbed.
What am I gonna do? I pissed off everyone now.
Yeah, it like stabbed her in the heart, and she's like quickly thinking, like, shit, like, where's my alliance now? Like, do I do? Like, she burned the bridge with Ariana, burned it with Katie.
Like, I'm back to season one. Shit.
Yeah, yes.
She's panicking, and she spirals, and Brock's like, babe, you did the right thing, especially for you. You really stood up for yourself, and she's spiraling. And so, but then what'd she do? They break, you know, so she asks Ariana, do you understand now the frustration? And Ariana's like, yeah, I understand the frustrations, but I don't understand the insults. And they break, and Ariana starts crying, and Katie cradles her. And then I think Sheena gets up, and I think she's going to walk over and hug Ariana.
And she goes to Lala!
Crazy.
Oh, like, my God.
Whoa, this is not going to...
Daisy is like super into Peter Pan right now. Like that's like her favorite ride at Disneyland. And so she's like, I want to see the movie. So I put the movie on, and it started with that scene where the dad says it's Wendy's last night in the nursery. And like the dog Nana is like helping like them build like blocks. And the dad like trips on the boy's skateboard and like falls down and gets like totally hurt and trips over the dog. And the whole family, he runs over, like the family runs and he thinks they're coming to like comfort him, but they run to the dog instead. It was exactly like that. And then Nana got put outside because she got busted because the family like checked on her first. Poor Nana.
This isn't gonna age well for Sheena.
It's not. And I feel like Sheena is like,
she's putting all her eggs in the Lala basket, and Lala is the one that has screwed her over like 12 times. Ariana has never screwed Sheena over. You might want to rethink those eggs, Boo.
And you know what, like, keeps, like, a couple weeks back or something, I read you guys what Brock wrote for Sheena's birthday on his post. And he said, like, Sheena, you are enough as a mother, and something, it was something like that. And, like, if I could talk to Sheena right now, I would grab her hands, and I'm not really a hand holder, but I would go, Sheena, you are enough. You don't need to do this with Lala. She doesn't need your help.
No.
and like it's not worth it.
She's like, I didn't say enough. I didn't do enough. I didn't compliment her enough. I didn't say blah, blah, blah. She's going to be mad. It's like, who are you? What do you do? Look at yourself. You're an OG. The show is about you.
Like would it have made it more satisfying if Sheena and Lala both raised their voice together against Ariana and the feeling of the season? Like would that to me, I don't think it would have made a difference. Like I don't know. So I get what she was saying. I get what she's doing, but like, I just want to be like, dude, it's okay.
I know. She's
so just like really quick. Like, I know this is like interrupting the flow of it, but did you think that this was friendship ending? Like they were like they've been touting for weeks. Like, was this like it's like the line has been drawn in the sand? Things will never be the same. Like,
I mean, calling someone that they think they're God or Beyonce, like when she said I understand the frustration, not the insults, like there's worse things that could be said, right? I think Sandoval has said the worst things, like
yes,
you lazy blah blah blah, like those are worse insults than
yes
saying she thinks she's Beyonce. It's like, well, everyone has a diva moment. In fact, Lala has said on the after show, they're like, Jerry's like, who do you think has gone to their head the most? Or whatever. Or I think it was the after show or it was a podcast. And she's like, Sheena, like whose fame has gotten to their head the most? And Lala said Sheena, her own good friend, best friend.
Yes.
So it's like, if that's the worst insult being compared, like you think you compare yourself to God or Beyonce, like there's worse things, you know? there's worse things I know I could hear. And so I was expecting, and they were like, Ariana and Lala go toe-to-toe and annihilate each other verbally, and it's like the debate of the century, and I'm like, that didn't happen.
It didn't happen at all.
Any level. So, yeah, whoever the leak is, this is why you guys don't believe leaks or inside sources.
Yeah, they overhype it, and then it ruins it.
Yeah.
It's like when I get too excited for a trip, and then like the planning is the funnest part, and then when I get there, I'm like, because I because I planned too much. It's better when I just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ariana's hair got stuck in Katie's earring.
That was stressful.
And then their boobs almost popped out. And then
we needed that moment though to break the tension because it was.
Yeah,
I felt bad.
But overall, I felt like Sheena felt like she needed to be Lala's mouthpiece. She was like Lala's minion. She was so worried about, hey, Lala, your last words. How about like, you know, I hope this for me and Ariana. I hope this for me and Sandoval. But instead, her like eulogy of the reunion was like, I just want Lala to know she's my rock. I'm like, what are we watching?
Yeah. Well, and I'm thinking like they must have had like so many conversations where Lala's like, dude, I've got your back no matter what. And she did have Sheena's back a lot this season. Like anytime someone would kind of come for Sheena, Lala would back her up. So I get that. But
the other cringe thing, Sheena said, this has been the most difficult season ever filming. And I'm like, more difficult than your divorce?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Ariana said, or Annie said, do you think your friendship with Katie and Ariana is in the ER now? And she's like, yes, and I'm okay with it.
Like, again, like, I feel like that's such a protection, like, mechanism for her because she doesn't want it to be like that, but she doubles down and acts like she doesn't care when she absolutely does. What she really wanted everyone to do was, after they were done filming this, to go in and go, okay, like, we went toe-to-toe, but you're still my girl. You know, like, she wanted someone to circle back and no one did.
Yeah.
Like, I oof.
So they kind of end it there, and they have the sandwiches come out. Could you tell what kind of sandwiches they were?
No, I would definitely have to do another watch to zoom in more, or to watch on the regular TV.
not just Anne, but they had Kyle Chan. Oh, I rhymed.
And yes, Anne and Kyle Chan, and then Joe and Allie also popped out.
Joe was like all like happy, and she's like, "Hello, guys!" Like a Jack in the Box, like do 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 boop. Because she just, like, popped out of nowhere, like, all jolly and happy. And it was, like, it was such a weird, like, somber ending. Like, oh, God, this is, like, ugh. And then I was like, hello, guys, I'm still here.
What did you think about what Schwartz said? Like, so Sheena did her little piece about Lala. And then Schwartz was like, I just want everyone to know that I love you all. And you're all family to me. And I know we're all really stressed out about our jobs, but we're still all family.
Like James said, same.
He's like, good. Wait. Yes, good, good.
Oh, okay. So then we have, okay, Lala crying to Sheena, complaining, saying, okay, again with the baby shit. Like, it's not fair. I'm in here creating life, and I don't get to walk off. I'm pregnant. I'm having a child. Everyone, why does she get to walk off? It's like, well, A, she didn't walk off. The reunion ended. Oh, you mean the reunion? Well, again, the night was over. Not fair.
I also thought Ariana did a pretty good job. Like, although she didn't look at him, she did conversate with Sandoval during this reunion. Like, they had another talk, you know? So
she didn't say, do not speak to me. I will not address him.
Yeah.
She did talk to him. She did say things directly to him.
Yeah, which was like so yeah, they should be glad about that. But yeah, I mean, you could feel how frustrated Lala was and is. But I felt myself like wondering, like, where do we go from here? Like, how are your feelings towards Ariana and the show now ever going to be resolved?
Katie.
And yeah,
and Katie, she said, I don't give a fuck about Katie.
Yeah.
And then she said, and Sheena, I think, mumbled, like, I don't think she gives a fuck about you. And Lala goes, well, then let's stop fucking pretending. So now you're admitting that you're pretending that this is fake. It's not real. I thought you wanted to live real, happy, authentic life. And she, I thought you're the only honest one. Which is it?
And she's literally, like, stomping her feet, packing up her stuff, saying, it's not fair at all. Like, having a full-on, like, meltdown about how it's, like, it's just not fair. And, like, but then turning around. Yeah, and then she's like, but I don't give a shit. You know, so it's like, well, which, like, you totally do. Like, this is where it would help for Lala herself to be authentic. Because what she could really say is this was, she could totally use the Sheena thing and be like, this was a very hard season for me. Like, what Ariana and Sandoval have done has blown this up. And, like, where, you know, like,
I felt like I was blamed for my cheating thing, where she was praised.
Yes, yes.
And, like, you know, there's some overlap that, yes, they're different situations, but there's overlap in relatability. And she came at it from a vulnerable place of, like, I don't get why I get so much hate. And, you know, like, I think it would land differently instead of, like, accusatory. It's almost like she was wishing hate on Ariana.
Yes.
Like, I wish she got more hate and trolls and, you know, it's not fair. And then the whole pretending with Katie thing. I'm like, you just said nobody's saying their truth or living their real life. So you're now just saying you were faking this friendship with Katie and stop pretending and, like, you don't give a fuck about her. Well, we just heard you in the last 2 years say how you're best friends. Like, which is it? Was that just pretending and fake?
Yeah.
Then you're not honest.
Yeah.
Then you're a lie. Either way, there's a lie on either side of the coin. So that means you're not honest or authentic. So I can't believe you. Your credibility is gone.
Did you read that blind item that said that that Bravo has passed on a show that was going to be all about Lala's life and family?
The one that she's pitching with Jessica, that Jessica said she could watch them 24 hours a day?
Yeah, yeah.
Gee, why would you pass on that?
Yeah.
She doesn't like friends. She doesn't like to go out. She just likes to talk to people that pump her up. Sounds compelling. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's funny. Ah, those blind items, though, they're always.
Yeah. But I was left, like, when it was over, I was just like, whoa. Like, I can't believe that was the end of the season. But more than, you know, like, there's been, like, so much discussion of, like, is Ariana leaving? Like, what's going on? And I have to say, like, more than Ariana leaving, I thought, fuck, like, Lala's going to quit right now. I thought, like, it felt like her exit instead of Ariana's.
She can't afford to.
Yeah. But like, that was, like, the way it went instead of, you know, like,
yeah, because she's like, I just want to go bake a baby and have a good life.
Yeah.
After Sandoval, like, joined Sheena in the ass-licking competition.
Yes.
Fucking respect, man. You're awesome. I ride hard for you, Lala.
And I feel like she didn't react to that because she is in the comment sections, too, and knew it wouldn't be good to, like, high-five him on the way out. You know, so, yeah.
So, you asked me about the dates. You know, obviously, September 1st, the finale, and March 17th, the reunion. But also what happened in that time is BravoCon.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yes.
So that was part of the after show. Did you watch that?
Last week?
Was it last week's?
Yes.
Last, then I missed it. When
yes.
Sheena was saying she was blindsided at BravoCon.
Yes.
So I must have missed it last week. I guess, well, it was a busy week. In front of 2,000 people saying they were, you know, at a panel, and Ariana looked pissed and that you were partying Tom. So she's like, well, no one bothered to ask me why. I pulled Sandoval aside and told him to stop defending his actions and stop blaming Ariana. And then Ariana's like, don't use me as an excuse to go talk to him or defend my honor. I thought this was a good point she made. She goes, because even if you're defending my honor, what that means is you're talking to Sandoval about me. And that's the one thing that I said. That's why I don't want mutual friends, because I don't want anyone talking about me to him. And that's what you keep doing, Sheena.
Yes.
I think Sheena has good intentions, and she's trying to get Tom to shut his mouth, and she's trying to facilitate, like, something positive. But that's, Ariana doesn't want that. She doesn't want her name mentioned around him. And she keeps doing it, and I don't think she's getting it. And so Ariana's getting frustrated, and she means well, but, you know, and then Sheena's like, well, I thought she should be saying, you're my best friend and I trust you. And if you're in there talking to him, I assume it's for good reasons and good intentions. But it's like, that's not what she wants. And mm-hmm. I do think Sheena has good intentions, but it's just, you know. But now Sheena's getting a little bitter and resentful. She's like, you know, all she had to do is make one little comment, like, on my behalf, and I think a lot of the hate would subside. But she doesn't even do that. She's only worried about herself right now. And it's like, ooh, so now you're getting irritated at Ariana. Oh, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Ariana expects 1,000% loyalty, yet she has never given that to Sheena. That's what Lala says. And Sheena's like, yeah, like when I moved to Vegas and I came back and Ariana was best friends with Stassi. Like, okay, well, like, again, I didn't see that on my TV, but obviously we only, you know, as they remind us, we only see like 3% of their lives. So, okay, what else? I think we kind of covered the, I only need my mama, my baby, and my baby brother. That's all I need. So Katie says, that's fine. She doesn't need her to call her to do friends things, but then Lala will complain saying she never sees Katie or gets to do things. I think Lala's having like FOMO, right? Katie's out having fun and getting attention and then Lala's not. And Katie's like, yeah, well, you have to put energy into a friendship, reciprocate in order to maintain and have those shared moments, you know? And then that's when she said the club thing. She's like, I don't want to go to a club. I have a baby bump. Like, well, you were wearing your baby bunk with a thong at Coachella and in Vegas, so I kind of think you do.
Yeah.
I thought the funny part was Jack's calling bullshit on the water from the dinosaur era. He's like,
that was funny.
He's like, no one's giving you that water for free. that water's fucking older than time. That would cost millions. And James is like, I don't think I'd want to drink that. That sounds kind of gross.
Yeah.
I only drink Fiji.
And Brock's like, well, if it's there, I'll drink it.
So here's something that, and Brittany's like, I think the best water comes from my spring at the farm. And I'm like, ooh, I hope it doesn't have, like, pesticides and, like, cow manure drizzle in it, because you do live on a farm.
Yeah.
But she's probably right. It's probably good. You know, you can drink the spring water. We have well water in Minnesota. Okay, the last thing I want to note is that let them eat cake. So I don't know if this was caught on my videos, but this was a moment I was experiencing live yesterday at Jax's, at Jeremy's birthday party, because it was during the cake moment. And someone said, like, cake, and like, let them eat cake. And Jax is like, let them eat cake. And then, like, a couple of people, oh, no, Jax, you can't say that. He's like, what? He's like, I can't say let them eat cake? What the hell else can I say? What the hell is happening? Why can't I say let them eat cake? And then I heard Jeremy kind of explain, like, no, it's something you can't say anymore. Something at the Met Gala. Like, I didn't know that. Did you know you can't say that anymore?
Mm-mm.
So I kind of Googled it, and I guess the meaning of it is kind of like, oh. But, it was a thing. Like, people were pointing it out and telling Jax he couldn't say it. And Jax was just all like he was in this after show with, what? Dinosaur water? What the hell is that?
That's He's funny.
Like, sounds like a marketing scam to me. Jeez, the things they come up with. You know, it's like that old school dad.
Yeah.
And, so that was the moment I experienced. And I just started busting over. I had Rachel's phone in my hand. I had my phone. And I just started laughing because his reaction was so Jax. He was like volatilely angry and be like, what the hell? Why can't I say that shit now? But it was so true, because, like, I didn't know why either. I'm like, oh, fuck. Learn something new. Oh, but yeah. So I read a little bit, but not that much. Not enough to explain it to y'all listening if you don't know. So please weigh in. DM us.
Yeah, well, now I need to look at it tonight.
Yeah.
To read it.
So that was it. I mean, we have the secrets revealed tomorrow.
I'm excited about that.
I wonder if the Peacock version will have, like, extended, like, extra scenes. We'll watch, because we're going to recap the Valley.
Yes.
So I think if Secrets Reveal is enough on its own, we'll do its own. If not, we can do it with the Valley. But I watched part of the Valley. It was pretty good. I didn't even do my polls last week, A, because we ran out of time, because we had the interview. Then there was something about her, and then I had asked. And I realized, I went back to look. I'm like, well, I could do them late. My notes, like, the Valley last week was so dark. There was just nothing to make light of or fun of. And then even Vanderpump, I was like, there was just nothing fun. And I'm like, I don't want to just force a poll to, like, we must have questions. So now I can just, like, reassess, watch the Valley. There's some fun moments in the Valley. I've only watched part of it, but I'm excited to finish it. And we'll podcast on all of that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, anything else?
That's it.
Thanks, you guys. Head over to Patreon for more extra juicy content and tea. As the internet and podcast world likes to say in capped, bold font, exclusive tea.
Yeah. We'll be spilling the tea.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.